All right, everybody. I want to welcome everybody to the Sunday Night Business Builder Call. My name is Brian McClure, national consultant with Ambit Energy and an ambassador. And I can tell you that I'm living proof that Ambit Energy can change your life. As I talk to you tonight, I'm sitting in my lake house on Lake Travis and just grateful for everything that's happened for Betsy and myself and the boys. And you know, big cause and all that is Ambit Energy. You know, we decided to do a 4-week series of calls, and we started the 2 weeks before simulcast, and then the Sunday after simulcast, we did a follow-up call on simulcast. And then last Sunday's call, and this is the fourth and final call, and I want to jump right into last week's call. If some of you were not on last week's call, we went through an exercise where basically I encouraged everybody to sit down and draw day by day what their daily routine was. You know, on, you know, I go to bed at such and such a time. On Monday mornings, I wake up at such and such a time. You know, got a 45-minute drive to work, and then I work from such and such to such and such. I have lunch from such and such. I get off of work here. You know, typically, you know, another 45-minute drive back home. To basically dissect the week, okay, and then to look at that dissection and see what it was that you had the ability to, you know, put aside or to change to add more hours to your Ambit Energy business, you know, and also look at, you know, maybe shifting some hours to other aspects of your life. We talked about, you know, spiritual life, your family life, you know, maybe just not spending enough time with the kids, you know, and to start to rearrange your schedule a little bit, reprioritize, get focused, watch a little less TV, quit playing a little less cards, you know, whatever it may be that's occupying your time, and take a shift, not only towards Ambit Energy, and of course, this call is concentric to Ambit Energy Consultants and what we do and how we do it, and hopefully you walk away with some value of something that helps you do the business just a little bit better than you did last week. And again, this call is every Sunday night, and I really encourage you to not only get on the call, but to get your organization in the call. You know, at every level, as you build your Ambit Energy business, you know, you're constantly enrolling people in the possibility of what a particular action can do for them. And I'm a big believer that, you know, attending trainings, you know, whether they be corporate events or regional events or, you know, and of course everything's done on Zoom, you know, plugging into you know, things that corporate does and the people and the things we do in the call. There's a lot of group conference calls every week, a lot of Zoom calls, and of course this is the National Business Builder Call every Sunday night. So you want to make time to tie into those. But what I said I would do on tonight's call is I give out my cell phone number and have you text a little short text. Now, don't type me out a paragraph, okay, because this is live on the call. We're going to kind of do it old school here, but, you know, say, Brian, I found, you know, 12 hours or 3 hours or 6 hours, and just real briefly, I'm going to stop watching television, and with the 4 hours I found, I'm going to do more business presentations or whatever it is. Got to be short, okay? I don't want to spend time reading the whole thing. The main thing I need is how many hours that you found. So let me give you my cell phone number. You can just text it right over to me. It is, everybody scrambling for pen and paper? Anyway, my cell phone number is 512-413-5577. 512-413-5577. Some of you I obviously have that, and I know some of you sent me emails, you know, right after, you know, Monday and Tuesday last week. I got 4 or 5 emails. I didn't retain those. I get about 700 or 800 emails a day. It's ridiculous, but so I don't have those in front of me. But again, if you text me at 512-413-5577. And if you did that exercise, and only if you did the exercise, tell me what you found. I don't have time to go over all the previous week's calls, you know, the first week, second week, third week's calls. But I did want to talk to you in a general sense about this exercise. You know, it's been said a long time ago, and it's so true, is in order to solve a problem, you have to recognize you have a problem. And most people in their personal life and in their business life, people do what they want to do, not what they need to do. You know, one of the things I've really, really worked hard to instill in my kids is the difference between want and need. You know, they wanted this toy, they want this, they want that as kids. You know, they want the designer jeans instead of the regular jeans. Well, you know, that's what they want. They want the Gucci or whatever designer jeans. What they need is they need old jeans, you know, they need the JCPenney jeans. They need a pair of jeans that cover them up and last the wear and tear of jeans. That's what they need. But what they want is something different. And, you know, if you think about going back to your childhood and when you were a kid, you know, some of us grew up in families that didn't have a whole lot of money, you know, raised both of my hands on that one. And there wasn't a whole lot of choice. It didn't change what I wanted. You know, I always wanted to have a fishing boat. You know, I had a want, but I didn't need to have a fishing boat, just wanted a fishing boat. And so, you know, for I think today's the way communication happens, the way TikTok and Snapchat and all these different things, you know, the way people communicate today, the world is just a lot faster. And it's so much easier, you know, if you're, you know, in a small rural town, it's easy for you to, you know, kids or for you to get on the internet and see this or see that and have your hopes and your dreams expanded and your want list just gets fatter and fatter and fatter and fatter. But at the end of the day, it's what do you need, you know? And I've always said God first, family second, and, you know, move ambit up on the list. And this exercise was an exercise of finally taking the time to sit down and analyze what it is you're doing. And one of the things I think the way you can analyze it and be successful at it is, what do I want to do? Well, I want to watch the football game, right? You know, that's what you want to do. What do you need to do to change your life financially? You know, you need to make a written list. You need to smile and dial. You need to get people on Zoom. You need to show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. So what happens is because we're raised, because it goes way back to beginning of time as you know, kids, is the wants drive our life instead of the needs driving our life. And so, again, the exercise was around trying to get people to their head around, you know, what do I need? Put aside what I want and let's get serious. And again, it's the recognition, hey, I've got a problem here. I'm not putting as many hours into ambit. You know, I've got distracted with this. I got distracted with that. What I need to do is put more hours in. So it was just a formal exercise, and you can go back and listen to it. Okay, here's the first one. I found 40 to 60 hours. The reason is I'm done talking about it and doing. I want it for the quality of life for my daughter and I, so on and so forth, sponsor 20 people each month, et cetera. Okay, let me keep going. We found 20 hours. This is per week, okay? Have lots of time since I'm no longer employed, been prospecting and sharing the plan, okay? 11 hours, no more Walker, Chuck Norris, never sent me my check, love it. I found 3 extra hours in my day. Okay, so we're talking, assuming all 7 days, it'd be 21 hours. Using them towards inviting and showing the plan. Found an extra 17 hours. Okay. Found an extra 20 hours. Okay, so you kind of get a feel for it, and that's about what I thought people would find. You know, if you take 7 days and you just find a couple hours a day, and it's pretty easy, you know. For most people, they can find 2 hours a day by cutting out television. For most people, not all people, but most people, to say, I'm not going to watch any more television. You know, I mean, I personally just have gotten so outdone with everything, and making a political statement, I don't watch the news anymore. You know, I get little blurps on my phone, so I kind of know what's going on, major news and that sort of stuff. But, you know, it's just like it total waste of my time, you know, total waste of my time. You know, so, you know, not hadn't quit watching television. Here's one, 10 hours, 10 hours per week. Okay, so just knocking out television. So I want to take this to a whole different level for you. So we recognize we have a problem. The problem's not Ambit. The problem's not, you know, all the stuff that, you know. You know, for years I carried around a business card, and it was a little mirror, and it had a little cover on it. And on the cover it had, you know, Brian McClure, National Consultant, my cell phone number and all that on it, my email address. And I would hand it to somebody, and I would open up that cover, and I would hand it to them in such a way facing them that they were looking in the mirror. And I would say, John, this is my card, you know, and I'd point to the silkscreen stuff on the front piece of plastic covering up the mirror. Then I'd open up the mirror and I'd say, John, if you want to know the reason for your success or lack of success, here it is. I'd shut the cover back down. I said, but if I can help you be successful, don't hesitate to get in contact with me. And so if you look in the mirror, you know, if you look in the mirror at yourself and say, you know, I'm the cause for all the good in my life, and I'm the cause and all the evil in my life, and call it whatever you want. But the bottom line is that when you start taking responsibility for your actions, that's when you start to have a change in your life. You know, that's when transformation occurs. You know, when you know, if you think about it, when you were a little kid, you know, or as an adult, and you have children, did they come home and say, "Hey, Mom, wanted to let you know I failed my test in Spanish, and the reason I failed the test, it was 100% my fault. You know, I just didn't study, and you know, got distracted, and you know, here are the corrective measures I'm going to take to make sure it never happens again." No, they, first off, you might only find out about it at the open house, but if you do find out, because they got to get your signature and they're not going to forge your signature, you know, you do find out about the F or the D or something like that, it's always somebody else's fault. Oh, Johnny was talking to me, and, you know, the teacher said it was only, you know, over one chapter, but it was over the, you know, everything to date, you know, in this grading period. It's always somebody else's fault. And when we start to take responsibility, no matter how hard it is for us to find personal responsibility for it, that's when things start to change. So the reason I gave you the exercise was this, is one, once you take action, instead of just thinking about it, one of the things I said in the previous weeks is take your two index fingers and put them on either side of your head on your temple. And the difference between winning and losing in this business is mental. It's between those two index fingers, okay? It's the same thing as looking into the mirror. It's self-realization that, hey, I'm the cause. Good or bad, I'm the cause. And quit blaming other people. You know, what do we do all the time in Ambit? Oh, I can't work the business because of the rates. Now, there's times when the rates in a certain market are not competitive. I understand that. You know, say, well, Brian, you just can't, you know, slough that off because that's a real deal. Yes, it is. You know, okay, got it. But the bottom line is you can sit there and complain about the rates, or you can figure out how to go build an organization until someplace else until those rates change, or you can find a niche in the marketplace, like people moving into apartments that they're not real price sensitive. You know, there's different ways you can do it. Just takes change. But what do? We don't look in the mirror. What we do is we blame Ambit, or we blame this, or the upline, or my sponsor didn't do this, or, you know, whatever it is. So the purpose of the exercise was, one, is it basically, by doing something, forced you to say, I have an issue. And the issue that I was trying to identify, and everybody that sent me a text and everybody that went through the exercises identified, is the issue is I'm not putting enough time into my ambit energy. It's not that I'm too busy. It's just I'm not putting in enough time. Okay? So that becomes a self-realization. Whether you realize it or not, you kind of looked in the mirror and said, okay, I can find a lot more time. Because one of the things you hear all the time in this business is, I don't have the time. You know, I'm too busy. I can't work it this week. And there are going to be weeks when you can't work it. You know, maybe you're going on vacation with the family. What did I say? God first, family second. Take a week off from ambit, go on your vacation. But come back, and if you're saying, hey, I'm working 10 hours a week, over the next 5 weeks, work 12 hours. Don't leave that 10 hours behind, even though you didn't work it that particular week. So we had a self-realization that we needed to find more time. You know, we needed to get refocused and rededicated and find more time in our ambit energy business. Now, let's say that we've gone through the exercise, we found the 17 hours or the 22 hours or the 3 hours a day or whatever it was that you sent me a text on. That and a buck will get you on a bus. In other words, that will not do a doggone thing for what you have to do. You have to take that knowledge, okay, which resides in your mind, and you've got to come up with an action plan for it. You've got to say, okay, well, I'm going to, you know, spend X number hours smiling, dialing. I'm going to spend X number of hours, showing the plan. Or if you're not capable of showing the plan, you know, maybe you need to learn how to do a Zoom meeting. You know, some of you might not, oh, well, I don't do that, you know. Well, I didn't do that either, but now I do it. You know, you can make excuses or you can make money. And the bottom line is you've now got to take action on those hours. So your homework assignment off of identifying those hours is now you know, if you've done the exercise like I asked you to, you know exactly when those hours are. So, you know, of course, I'm just making this up, but let's say a half an hour a day is your drive to work, and a half an hour a day is your drive from work. What are you going to do with those 2 half hours? You know, what is it you're going to do? Well, I'm going to smile and dial. Well, hadn't you better make sure that those people are in your phone? I mean, you're not going to be trying to dial your phone while you're driving down the highway. You know, what is it that you need to be able to execute, and what is it exactly you're going to do during that time period? You know, it's one thing to identify, you just identified a great hour to be working your business. I can't tell you how many three-way calls, how many invites to take a look at the videos I did while driving all over Texas and you know, I mean, thousands upon probably tens of thousands of hours over the years, you know, constantly working in my phone, constantly, drop phone calls, call them right back, you know, whatever. You get there faster too, by the way, because you're occupied. Next thing you know, you're sitting in your driveway or you're sitting in the town that you're driving to. But the bottom line is you have to take action. So your homework assignment this week is to take those hours, take those segments as they're broken out. Now, I ask you to send me the gross number, you know, so your 20 hours, you know, how is that broken out? You know, well, that was an hour and a half in the evenings, Monday through Friday, and, you know, an hour on Saturday at this time. What are you going to do during that period of time? And let me tell you what you need to do. Ambit Energy pays you to do two things and two things alone. Number one is to gather personal customers. Okay, they're going to pay you a nickel per month per customer. And the reason you and I get customers and everybody that joins Ambit gets customers is we're not driven by the motivation of a nickel per month per customer. We could care less about that. When we first join, we're driven by the fact that if we go get X number of customers, the company's going to send me a check, okay? And if I go get a couple of more customers, they're going to send me another check. So it's money motivated, you know? It's a way for me to get money. I'm not even really thinking about, well, I need 5 customers to promote RC. I'm just thinking about how am I going to get this $100, $200, $300, or whatever it is that I can get out of my personal customer acquisitions. And so The second thing that drives customer acquisition, personal customer acquisition I'm talking about, is promotion. You know, let's say that you're in Texas and you got your two customers and triggered Jumpstart One, and you got two more customers and triggered the bonus. Well, you're one customer away from the fifth customer you need to promote to regional consultant. All of a sudden you got six people in your group, and you know, you need that fifth customer. Where are you going to go get it? Well, then you better start getting more customers, because you're going to start promoting the senior and need 10 customers to get the senior. So the two things that drive customer acquisition in our business, whether it's your customer or any customer that comes in under people in your organization, is that initial bonus. And then as they continue to work the business, promotion, and a very, very distant third, because most people don't ever work hard enough to get it, is to get the free energy. You know, that free energy's in there. There are some people that do it. Those are the drivers, okay? So you've identified some time. You know exactly when that time occurs. And now you've got to take activities, okay? The two results are personal customer acquisition, nickel per month per customer, and then help other people do the same thing, okay? If you had 20 customers at a nickel per month, you're making a dollar a month off your personal customer acquisition. So, you know, the number one thing that they're going to pay us for, personal customer acquisition, that's not why any of us got into the business, to make a buck a month, okay? So the money is in number two, is to build an organization of customer gatherers and help them. It doesn't say tell them. It says help them gather their handful of customers, trigger bonuses. There's nothing that cements a new person into the business more than receiving their first check or the automatic deposit of their first check into their checking account with their name on it. So you want to get them paid immediately. Anything in by Friday gets paid the next Friday, as we all know. So those are the results. Those are the two things we need to get paid. Ambit doesn't pay you to show the plan. Ambit doesn't pay you to get on the Sunday night business builder call. Ambit doesn't pay you to get on a Zoom or to get on the Zoom for Ambition or to you know, get on the Zoom for simulcast. Ambit doesn't pay you to invite people to take a look, and it doesn't pay you to talk to your sponsor. It doesn't pay you to watch training videos online. All those things are activities. Now, I'm not saying they're not activities, okay? But we want to do the activities, and so what I find oftentimes is person goes, okay, yeah, I got an extra 3 hours. Well, they do the easy thing. They watch videos online or they watch Zooms, and they don't invite somebody to take a look. No, 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 no. You know, you might as well watch television, you know, or play poker, or, you know, watch football. Do whatever you were doing where you found the time. The activity that you need to identify is what activity is going to cause somebody to take a look. In other words, the number one thing you've got to have happen in your business is show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. Because we all know the system. The system is make a written list. Everybody you know, don't edit it and don't pre-qualify people. Don't say, I'm not going to put on Dr. Jones because he's making $500,000 a year, and I'm not going to put on thus and so because, you know, he's making minimum wage and sleeping on a friend's couch. You put everybody on the list. The only purpose of the written list is to invite people to take a look, okay? Not to invite people to join, but the invitation is to take a look. They're going to take a look by either looking at a video online, or they're going to get on a Zoom meeting, okay? If you think about step one, written list, and step two, invitation, if that's all that you ever did is make a written list, spend time making a written list, and inviting people to look, and no one ever took a look, you're never going to get to the revenue. You're never going to build the organization, because in order for somebody to enroll in our business, they have to take a look. And so whatever activity you decide to do with these hours that you freed up, it's about show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And if you're at a point in your career where you're not comfortable showing the plan, then you need to tie into where can I show the plan. You know, Ambit is showing the plan all the time. You know, there's leaders doing Zooms all the time. Network the network. Find out where the business presentations are being done and tie your people in or send them to a video. Okay? So what you want to do with your time is an activity. And the number one activity that you need to do, whatever you do with your time, you want to cause the function of showing the plan to happen as many times as possible. Okay? So don't take that time and fritter it away with the easy stuff. Yeah, it's easy to, you know, listen to something on, you know, on your 30-minute drive home. No. Call, tell people, go to this video and call me back. Show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And when you get sick and tired of showing the plan, show the plan some more. That's what our business is about. Our business is about showing the plan. It's unbelievable. I've gotten a few more texts in here. Got 36 hours, quit part-time job, decreased CNN, no more bachelor. All hours go to building Ambit. Okay? Watch television 3 hours straight. I guess that's per day. We'll stop. Show the plan. Found 10 hours per week. It is me and has caused me to be stuck. Okay. Okay, great. Here's somebody that kind of gave me their schedule. I didn't see an exact number. Oh, here's MC has joined your NC organization. Okay, somebody joined while we're on the call. I love it. So it's all about showing the plan, folks. And then when somebody joins, so if you kind of look at it as a funnel, you know, everybody's number is different. You know, you show the plan to 20 people, some of y'all are going to get, you know, 3 or 4 to join. Some of you are going to get 1 to join. You know, it's a little bit different for everybody. It doesn't matter. It's a numbers game. You get better and better at it and improve that number. You always want to track it, see if you're improving. Show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And then, you know, our system is written list, invitation to take a look, not to join. Presentation, which is showing the plan, and then validation, which is typically a three-way call into somebody to get their questions answered and get them get it validated. So you're going to show the plan. A lesser number than the people that actually look at the plan. A lot of people are going to say they're going to look at the plan and they don't look at the plan, but you take the number of people that are going to look at the plan, that actually look at the plan rather, you know, and you work the numbers. You know, if you got to show it 20 times to get 1, then you got to show it 20 times to get 1. And here's where it even gets more interesting. Not everybody that joins is going to go get customers. Okay, so you did all that work, showed it to 20 people, got 1 person joined, and never gathered any customers. I will promise you that a decent percentage of people that get into this business, my business, your business, or anybody's business, they get excited, they don't let you help them. Oh, no, I can get the customers. That's not a problem. Maybe they sign themselves up. Sometimes they don't even do that. They call their mom, who they just know is going to be a customer. Mom says no, and they're bloodied up, and they quit on the spot. Or maybe they get the courage to call the sister, and the sister says no, and they're out of the business. There's nothing you can do to get them to reengage in the business. And a lot of people don't even, you know, why do people buy lottery tickets? They buy lottery tickets knowing that it's tens of millions to 1 odds, but they buy hope. Well, people join our business to buy hope, and they're not willing to go do the work to turn hope into reality. So it's really, really important that you understand it's a numbers game and you can't get discouraged. I talked about one of the previous week's calls about the book Rhinoceros Success. Guy's last name is Alexander. You can, you know, go pick it up at your bookstore or buy it online. Bottom line is that, you know, he talks about a rhinoceros charging through a brick wall. You know, this is not an easy business. You know, And the biggest thing that will take you out of this business is if you listen to all the negative talk of all the people that have already left the business, or somebody's going off to go do this company, or, hey, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that. Hey, this is a free enterprise system. Not every millionaire created in America in 2021 is coming out of Ambit Energy, I can promise you. And there are other good network marketing companies that people are successful in and make a lot of money in, and lotions, potions, and pills. I'm not a product guy, but tell you what, if that blows your skirt up, if that gets you excited, then go do that. But what I can tell you is you can't chase two rabbits. You know, get focused on something, and if your focus and your vehicle to get you from where you are financially to where you want to be financially is Ambit Energy, God first, family second, move Ambit up on the list and do it for 3 years on the Whatever It Takes program. Rates go up, adjust. Rates go down, adjust. You know, Ambit comes up with a new product, learn about it, see if it's applicable to who you're marketing to. Stay in touch with what's going on in surrounding states. You're in, you know, Rhode Island, and the rates go up, boom, you're over in Connecticut. You're building in Connecticut. You're building in Mass. You're doing whatever. You know, it's the Whatever It Takes program. It's not the come up with an excuse for the rest of my life. You are where you are financially because you're not willing to go pay the price to go do what you got to do to change it. And you don't look in the mirror, you blame other people. That's just the way people are. I'm not being critical. You know, if the shoe fits, wear it. But vast majority of people on this call, a lot of which you guys are my friends. I mean, we've run the roads together. We've been there. We've done that. We've been in the seminars. You know me. I know you. And the bottom line is that you had a little run, you had a little success, you got a firecracker in your business, you believed in it, your residual went up, this happened, that happened, something happened, you know, you got busy, then the business slowed down, and then this happened, and that happened, and another thing happened, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. That's called life. But who controls that life is you. There's not a single person on this call whose life I control. There's not a single person on this call whose daily schedule I have anything to do with, okay? Who's got the most control of their daily schedule and what they do with their life is you, and you have to take responsibility for it. And this may sound unusual to you, but if Ambit Energy is not working for you and your belief level is such that you don't know that it'll ever work for you, my suggestion is for you to make the conscious decision to say, I'm going to retire from Ambit Energy. I'm going to take these 20 hours I found. That's one of the gifts I'm going to get from Ambit Energy is I had some good training. I'm going to take these 20 hours I found, and I'm going to go start an eBay business, or I'm going to go do this, or I'm going to go do that. Find something that you'll go and do. And if you find yourself not doing Ambit for whatever reason, then enjoy the residual income you've got coming in from Ambit, maintain your customers, and it is what it is. But don't give up on your dreams and don't go get yourself financially free because you made the decision that Ambit wasn't for you. It's not for everybody. You know, this business is constantly purging. And when I say this business, I should say this industry. So I'm talking about the direct selling industry. Let me tell you how it works in a direct selling company, every direct selling company. About a third of the distributors are coming into the business. They've been in the business for a very short period of time. They've just enrolled. They're excited, and they're coming into the business. About a third of the distributor base is in the business and working the business. And a third of the distributor base at any given time is leaving the business. What I can tell you is that I've got hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of consultants in my Ambit Energy organization. You know, I've got, I don't know what the numbers are. I've got a couple of dozen NCs in my organization. Out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, it's a lot of hundreds of thousands of people. I've got, I don't know how many, a couple hundred, 300, whatever it is, I'm not really sure, but hundreds of ECs in my business. So what that tells you is that, you know, and I don't know exactly how many RCs and SCs, you know, a good vast majority of which are no longer working the business, including some of the NCs and including some of the ECs. So it's not people coming in, work, you know, a third coming in, a third working the business, and a third coming out, all people that never made any money in Ambit Energy. It's everybody. Now, there's national consultants that have left. You know, so what? What does that have to do with me and my family? They're not sending me any of the money they made while they were in Ambit Energy. You know, there's ECs that have left. So what? You know, life got in the way. They found something better. They lost their belief. You know, I don't know why they quit. You know how many of them I call up and try to get them to come back into the business? You're right, zero. Never made that phone call. Never will make the phone call. Why? Because if they lost the connection between why they're doing the business, the kids' college fund, get out of debt, whatever it is, whatever they were doing to whatever reason they were doing for Ambit Energy, if they lost that connection and they're not willing to go pay the price for that connection, there's nothing Brian McClure can tell them to keep them in the business. In fact, quite the opposite. You know, what I do is encourage them to leave the business. You know, I don't call them up and say, you know, oh, I heard, you know, such and such left to go do another business. It's like, hey, good luck to them. I mean, I don't wish ill for anybody. If this wasn't cutting it for you, good luck. Now watch the ones that'll try to bring you with them. You know, they're trying to bring you with them because you can make them money. It's not about them making you money. It's about you making them money. So you got to watch those people. But the bottom line is, what is it that you want for you and your business? What is it that I want? You know, why are you doing the business and what price are you willing to pay? And I can tell you that the success is between those index fingers in your mind. It's a mental game. We all have the same promotions. We all have the same marketing plan. We all have the same requirements to promote. So why is it that some people are successful and some people aren't? Because people are people. The people that stayed focused on why they're doing the business are more successful than the ones that don't. There was a gentleman, I won't mention his name, this is very, very early on. He lived up in the Bronx in New York. He was in real estate and in Norbert's organization, and he had a real estate office, and he was packing 20 people in 3 times a day in his real estate office, showing the plan. And he promoted to executive consultant, made a lot of money, did well in real estate. And then something happened, changed in the real estate market where it became a really, really good market. And so he got away from Ambit Energy, went back into short selling real estate in that market, made a lot of money, and has to this day never come back into Ambit Energy. Stuff happens. Great guy. Liked him a lot. Considered him a friend. Have I ever called him? Do I ever call him and say, hey, you know, have you ever thought about getting back into Ambit? You know, EC position, this is going on, that's going on. No, they're gone. It's easier to give birth than to resurrect the dead. And the way the company is right now for most people is between the pandemic, the change in ownership, you know, everything else, there's not high growth right now. You know, I mean, I just tell it like it is. You know, there's not that, you know, that momentum right now. That doesn't mean it's not a great business and you can't go make a ton of money. What that means is that between the pandemic, not being able to do meetings, not being able to do in-homes, totally altering the way we did the business, learning a new way to do the business, change in ownership, that ownership getting familiar with, you know, what they need to do to enhance the program, which they've done and they're continuing to do. And they're going to have some announcements here in the next couple of months that are going to be very, very dramatic and exciting. And so between all that, you know, the business just, you know, it's not in a high growth mode right now like it has been in the past. It's been in high growth. It slows down. goes in high growth again. It's no different than any other business. Dell Computer, stock's going up, it splits, stock goes up, it splits, stock goes up, it splits, the number one PC maker in America, blah, 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 blah. They go public, through the roof, they hit a wall, plummet. They reinvent themselves, so the stock goes way, 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 way down. They lay all kinds of people off, and they reinvent themselves and turn themselves into a services company. Do they still make computers? Yes. They hit the notebook thing, they missed the tablet thing, and they reinvented themselves. You're going to reinvent your sales and marketing company over and over and over again. And it's because it's called life. And the person that's going to reinvent it or choose not to reinvent it is you. And the person that's going to make the decision whether to get up in the morning and do some effort, show the plan, get some action going in their ambit energy business is you. And at the end of the day, you're either going to get the big check, or you're going to get the little check, or you're going to get no check. And you've just got to decide, why am I doing the business, and is ambit energy the vehicle for it? And if the answer to that is yes, then take those hours, apply them, and do something. I'll leave you with this thought. All the positive thought in the world will not make you a dime. It's only massive positive action that will make you money. And unless you take massive positive action, that exercise of freeing up those hours will do you no good. It will not increase your, maybe you put it towards your church or something, other aspect. I'm talking the financial aspect of your life. It will have just been another exercise that you did, a lot of positive thought, no action behind it. I told you what you need to do is show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. And when you're sick and tired of showing the plan or getting people to look at the plan while somebody else is showing it to them, then you do it some more and some more and some more and some more. And you do it for 2 or 3 years, and this one leaves, that one leaves, this happens, that happens, rates go up, rates go down, promotion's great, oh, there's no promotion, not so great, not making as much money now, whatever it is. You just white all that out, get focused, pick a market that you can go make money in, that you feel confident in, and go show the plan, show the plan, show the plan, show the plan. All right, I'm going to open it back up.